Approach, please, sir,
Marty's lawyer asked. The judge motioned him and Hannah's lawyer forward, leaving Hannah unprotected except for her three friends. Darcy, sitting behind her, and beside Calvin, mumbled something under her breath. Outgoing, bubbly Darcy with her spiky blonde hair was the vice president of a bank in Gainesville, but Hannah had no doubt that the mumbling contained words that would fry the hair off of Lucifer's pointy little chin. Cal laid a hand on Hannah's shoulder. Having seen him in his starched jeans, white pearl-snapped shirt, big belt buckle, and polished boots, Hannah knew most folks in the room would think the tall blonde was a bull rider or a rancher. Truth was, Cal was a fashion designer. Sewing was his passion. Travis was often every bit as misjudged as Calvin. Tall, lanky, and studious-looking, with his wire-rimmed glasses and dark brown hair that was always too long, he was often mistaken for a schoolteacher. In reality, he could wield a hammer or run carpentry equipment with finesse. He'd left Crossing right after high school and had come home only for holidays until last year when he came back for good. It helped to have some men on her side with Marty glaring at her. Then there was Liz, the other target of Marty's glares. He hated quiet, sweet Liz because she'd given Hannah a job, and he despised the little bit of independence that job had brought into her life. Liz had pressured Hannah into working as a teacher's aide the past several years at the school where she acted as principal. Liz should be in a court of law for the same reason Hannah was, but Liz was still making excuses for her son-of-a-bitch husband. The whispering in front of the judge ceased, and the two lawyers returned to their clients' tables. Hannah's heart skipped a beat when she saw the smug expression on Marty's lawyer's face. She whipped around to try to read his parents' body language, but both of them were looking straight ahead. His pregnant girlfriend, a tall redhead, laid a hand on her baby bump. She had that look in her eyes reserved for deer in the headlights and women who are scared senseless of the man they are with. She blinked and looked away quickly. A diamond the size of a dime on her hand glinted in the sunlight flowing into the room from the single window. Marty turned toward the woman and flashed one of those brilliant smiles that had endeared him to Hannah back in the beginning of their relationship. Marty wasn't handsome, just generic. Medium height, light brown hair, green eyes. But when he walked into a room, that fake charm drew women to him. Looking back, Hannah realized now that his smile never reached his eyes unless he was slapping her around or yelling at her. Hannah had fallen for his charisma. By the time she realized it was all a game to him, it was too late to turn around and go back. She was pregnant, and then she had a daughter that he constantly threatened to take away from her. That poor red-haired woman sitting behind him was number two, in what would probably be a long line of women that Marty would try to break with his training. If only she could yell at her to run away and never sign the papers to marry him. Hannah glanced back at her again, but she was staring straight ahead as if she was afraid to look anywhere else. Hannah was the past, the redhead was the present. And someday, when Marty decided he couldn't train the new woman any better than he could the one he had in the past, he'd move on to the future. Nothing would ever change him. Her lawyer checked a page on the papers in front of him and leaned toward her. He smelled like coffee and cigarettes, with a hint of spicy aftershave thrown into the mix.
Are you sure that you don't want to ask for more? This whole thing is pitiful. Your daughter deserves more, and so do you.
She shook her head. He didn't change his mind about Sophie, did he? Her lawyer shook his head.
No, he is relinquishing all rights to his daughter. But for God's sake, Hannah, he married you without a prenup. He owes you more than the piddling amount he's offering as child support. You also deserve alimony.
She shook her head. Just get it over with and let me sign the divorce papers. I don't want anything from him.
Are we ready?
The judge asked.
Yes, sir.
Both lawyers said in unison.
Is there anything else that Mr. Ellis would like to say?
The judge asked.